Chapter 9, Spinning a True Tale. Later that afternoon, the buzz across the circus was still growing, in messy ways bordering on chaotic, as the elephants, lions, and beavers engaged in a frenzy of new activities. The ordinarily impeccable suit was flying from beaver to beaver, his feathers all ruffled again, offering useful perspectives and advice as they attempted to erect their Eiffel Tower. Realizing the beavers were struggling to understand his rather intellectual language, the eagle tried to speak in more mundane manner. Ms. Betty was watching her team intently and fighting hard to resist the urge to jump in and fix problems. Seeing her team so dependent on her strengthened her resolve to turn the situation around. The suit's reliable support lifted her spirits, and she thought about involving him in the show to reward his generosity under the spotlight. Yang was also having a silent struggle as his pride discussed how to spice up their performance. Emerging ideas were all over the place, and while everyone was respecting others' input, no consensus had occurred yet. For a moment, the lion felt like he was helplessly watching his lionesses and cubs disperse across the old savanna, and he wondered how he could ever reunite them. He knew that at a command, he could have them all fall into the old regime under his leadership, yet he fought to allow his pride to break free of his rule and work together. In contrast, Yin enjoyed sensing her elephants' bonds growing as they helped each other clarify ideas about their dream performances. And she felt proud of Fantasia, who was clumsily adding colorful dots to flowers next to the green leaves of her first tree. The ambience of mayhem appeared to have steered Chimp Z into a rare, somber mood. Trying to make sense of the other animals' unusually collaborative behavior, he wandered around to spy on each group. Finally, he decided to corner Ms. Betty. With an exaggerated smirk, he asked,
"Hey, Betty. I see you sitting at a distance from your team. Are you retiring?"
Watching her team intently, Ms. Betty replied,
"Oh, far from retiring. I'm more present than ever before. I am just trying to give space to my beavers so they can go further together by themselves."
Chimp Z followed her gaze.
"Well, they don't seem to be going very far. Have you lost your touch with reality or what?"
"Maybe, but it's too early to judge, Chimp Z. I've been all over them for years. So I expect quite a few weeks will be necessary for their autonomy to grow."
Her smile was rather forced as yet another tower tumbled to the ground and the beavers all turned to face her, cringing. Chimp Z watched Ms. Betty wave them on encouragingly with little shooing motions. Curious, he asked,
"Why did you decide to try something different?"
"Not because of your past sarcasms."
Ms. Betty frowned, thinking he was still mocking her.
"I realized we were all stuck. Not improving a bit. So I thought of trying out less of me, more of them, and see how that goes."
"Nicely said. But what this all looks like is that the suit has just taken over,"
Chimp Z said with a look of disdain at the soaring eagle. Ms. Betty nodded.
"Well, that's fine with me at the moment, because my team needs the suit's perspectives. Hey, come to think about it, we could do with a few of your funny tricks as well, to make our show more amusing."
The big chimp burst out laughing.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa, wait a moment here,"
he said, looking at Ms. Betty in shock.
"You must be joking."
Her eyes bright, Ms. Betty asked,
"Was I funny?"
"No."
Chimp Z snapped back with a stern look.
"So take me seriously then,"
the beaver insisted. Backing away in puzzlement, Chimp Z cracked loudly.
"Hey, I already have a job here. Gotta go. Good luck to you."
As Chimp Z bounded away briskly, his mood shifted from somber to annoyed. Along the way, he met Yang taking a breath of fresh air near his pride's tent. The ape called out,
"Hey, King Yang, how's it going?"
Yang replied cordially,
"Fine, you?"
Taken slightly off guard by the lion's pleasant tone, Chimp Z stopped to look at this calm Yang.
"Fine, fine,"
he said airily.
"Geez, man, what's all the chatter about in your pride?"
We are discussing on how to improve our show. We got some feedback about it from Yin, and she gave us her creative ideas. We're working with them."
"Hey man, hold it right there. No more jumping through hoops on fire."
"I don't know,"
the lion admitted.
"Don't know. But that's your trademark, man. You want to stay in business, you stick to it. I'm telling you."
Chimp Z shouted, pounding his chest to punctuate his point.
"And I am telling you, If we want to stay in business, we stick to what the spectators want.
He looked towards the lion's tent with more confidence.
What do you mean, King Yang?
The chimp asked, one long finger scratching his large head.
Our spectators are evaporating like a river at the beginning of the dry season. I say we kick out our routine, update our show, and attract the youngsters.
Makes sense for you guys, because you are just not funny enough.
Possibly.
The lion acknowledged.
Are you funny enough?
The chimp bristled with indignation.
Heck yeah, we are born to be. We define fun, man.
Yang raised his eyebrow.
For whom?
He asked. Chimp Z huffed angrily.
Everyone!
Just make sure about that, Chimp Z.
Yang said, turning to leave.
Damn it, man, you're no fun!
The chimpanzee hurled at the lion's back.
Just a thought. Gotta go.
Yang said over his shoulder, tossing his mane in a wave. Staring at the noisy lion's tent, Chimp Z scratched his head again at the changes happening around him. He slouched towards the elephant's tent, as if afflicted by an invisible burden. A cheery yin walked out, singing, "Girls just want to have fun." The ape's spirit slumped further. He muttered,
"I don't mean no disrespect, ma'am, but are you out of your mind?"
Ying sang in reply,
"When the working day is done, oh girls, they want to have fun."
She nudged him playfully with her trunk, then realized that Chimp Z was not looking well, not at all like his usual grinning self. Leaning down in concern, she asked,
"You don't look all right, little fella. What's wrong with you today?"
The chimp, startled, then answered briskly,
"Hey, nothing's wrong with me. But what's wrong with all of you?"
"What are you talking about?"
Yin asked, her trunk waving in a question mark. Chimp Z gesticulated rather angrily in the direction of the lions and elephants' tents.
"This whole new masquerade around the circus. Elephants painting and singing and dancing. Lions wanting to connect to youngsters. Miss Betty letting go, and the suit helping beavers straighten up their tower."
"That's the opposite of a masquerade, Chimp Z. We're actually dropping our masks and letting go of old customs."
"Come on! I call it what it is. Freaky chaos."
"Give us time to work out our new ideas. Anyway, is there anything you should worry about, Chimp Z? Didn't you say that you guys are the audience's darlings? With your bad boy daredevil charm and your breathtaking routines?"
Chimp Z calmed down slightly and smirked.
"Yeah, right.
Of course, one could say that your bad boy daredevil charm is also a mask. Just like my own lovely mother hen mask."
Chimp Z looked quizzically up at Yin. He had no clue what she was going on about. The elephant went on unperturbed.
"I wonder what more there is to you and your gang, besides being the street-smart, entertaining, and sharp-tongued dudes we all know. I'd like to see."
"You talk weird."
"Come on, show me."
Yin pressed encouragingly. Chimp Z stared at her wide-open eyes and helpful smile with a blank look on his face.
"Let me help you out here, Chimp Z. I see you dancing hip-hop now and then. And I notice you like to spin, don't you?"
"Yeah, so what?"
"So I will invite you to spin a few times, for as long as you wish. And after each spin, I will ask you your ideas about what more there is to you and your gang than what you show. Ready to play?"
After his strange day, Chimp Z didn't mind playing along to get to the bottom of this madness. He declared,
"Heck, why not?"
Flipping agilely into a handstand and then spinning around on his head. As the game went along, Chimp Z's answers to the repeated questions became more and more insightful. First, he told Yin,
"We stick together, we have fun, and we have one another's backs. We care for each other."
And then,
"Okay, sometimes we look a bit down on others, and we kinda know it ain't right."
He got more and more dizzy and breathless, and more confessions spilled out as the things that had been troubling him since the beginning of this strange day finally began to make sense.
"Deep down, we envy some things others have that we don't, like strength or generosity or persistence. Maybe we aren't comfortable enough with ourselves, and we try to forget about it by ridiculing others,"
he rasped out after many spins on his head. After a final turn, a panting Chimp Z said slowly,
"We better kick that crap away."
A moment later, he added,
We better stop lying to ourselves, accept our limits, and others too.
There was a long pause as the chimp tried to catch his breath and face his realizations. He finally said,
"We can reach out for others and enjoy what they are good at instead of mocking their weaknesses."
The leader of the chimps collapsed flat on his back and stared into the blue sky, thinking. Then he added,
"Yeah, we may even be able to do some cool, fun stuff with them."
Chimpsy sighed and cracked a shy grin. Yin grabbed him in a swift embrace with her trunk and swung him high above the ground, saying emotionally,
"That was awesome, mister. You can be awesome too, now that you have stretched yourself and are ready to grow with your tribe."
Dropping him to the ground, she added,
"You know, Chimpsy, you've reminded me that often how people treat others is a reflection of how they feel about themselves."
Chimpsy nodded. Then Yin asked,
"So, my hero, what's next?"
The chimpanzee looked at the lion's tent, where excited roars and loud music could be heard. Then his gaze flicked to Fantasia, decorating her canvas with birds and butterflies. If they could change, then his gang could too.
"I can play your spinning game with my mates and collect their ideas,"
he said at last, looking up into the elephant's gentle eyes.
"Then we'll choose what to do and make it happen. With the others at the circus, I mean."
"You sound determined about that, Chimpsy,"
she said warmly.
"Yeah, feels good. Feels like some dead weight has gone away,"
he admitted.
"And I can see that too. You stand upright now, whereas you were bent like an old bored chimp when we started our chit-chat. Let me ask you one more question, all right? You said you wanted to do some cool, fun stuff with other animals. Any idea what that stuff could be?"
Chimpsy shrugged.
"Don't know for sure. Miss Betty just asked me to help make her show funnier. I didn't want to bother about it then, but that may be something we could do for others and enjoy."
Yin gave a smile of delight.
"You know, we could do with more fun in our performance as well. Shall I spare a few bananas to bribe you to help us?"
The chimpanzee laughed.
"No, ma'am, that won't be necessary. Maybe I should bribe you to come and give me and my gang some ideas like you did for the lions."
Chimpsy gave Yin a questioning look. Smiling, the elephant followed him to the ape's quarters. The chimp's curiosity was aroused as their leader and Yin amicably walked in together. Gathering around, they hooted and jeered for a while before settling down to listen to Chimp Z's explanation. Finally, they engaged in the same discussion Yin had had with Yang's pride. But the progression was a lot messier as the chimps displayed a short attention span and just couldn't resist scratching one another's backs or throwing out jokes every minute or two. When Yin suggested that spectators might feel a bit left out of their funny show and would rather feel like being a part of their gang, the apes froze for a while before throwing out a few ideas about playing with the audience. Yin grew excited as the ideas flew.
"Why don't you guys play around in our shows as well? You could add a lot of fun and comedy, and I'm sure the younger kids would like that."
The chimps froze again, thinking about the huge amount of extra work and performance practice they might need to do. Yin noticed their reluctance and added quickly,
"I don't mean you have to learn new tricks every day. You can just improvise. Then something different happens each time. You are funny and you are welcome to mess around a bit with our shows. That would be really great."
The chimpanzee's eyes sparkled at the idea. Chimp Z nodded excitedly.
"More messing and playing with the public? Is that it?"
Loud hoots broke out in assent as the opportunity to create chaos. Yin and Chimp Z exchanged a grin and she gave him an exaggerated wave as she left. Chimp Z addressed his gang.
"Before we go and mess around, I'd like to play a spinning game with you all. Follow me."
As Yin emerged from the noisy chimpanzee tent, a recently awoken Athena alighted on a tent pole next to her and whispered,
"Masterful job, Yin. How did you get the idea of spinning to reach deeper insights?"
"Oh dear, quite naturally,"
Yin replied with a smile at Athena.
"I just did what works for me. My brain and my heart and my guts connect when I relax and draw circles with my trunk. That's when my greatest ideas emerge."
"Brilliant! What are you up to next?"
the owl asked, blinking a little sleepily in the late afternoon sunshine.
"I'm going back to my herd,"
Yin said with a small sigh.
"It's time to relate their dreams with reality. I'm afraid to disappoint them. I took a big gamble by inviting them to dream big first instead of dreaming within the realm of their capabilities."
Athena nodded understandingly.
"It may help if you simply ask them, what strengths they have and can use for their dream performance,
she advised.
Should they find that they are missing some skills, ask them if they'd rather build those skills up or adjust their dream performance to match their strengths.
It's nice indeed to give them a choice.
Yin agreed, flapping her big ears thoughtfully.
And it keeps them at the driving wheel.
I love that too. Thanks.
Yin broke into a smile and headed eagerly back to her tent.
You're welcome.
Athena called out, spreading her wings.
Catch up later,
she added.